Teresa Hildebrand, and this is Organized Chaos. We take a deep dive into living with intentionality, focusing on what's important in our lives so we can truly feel our best. It may feel chaotic at times, but with a little organization, the right mindset, and a ton of self-love, we can still thrive. Join me as we talk to other busy moms and experts who will share tips and strategies to help you reach your goals. Hope you enjoy this episode of Organized Chaos. Now, on to the show. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Organized Chaos. So today we're tackling a common challenge faced by moms and mom entrepreneurs, and that's the feeling of being stuck. In this episode, we're just going to explore a little bit of what it means to be stuck and why it happens, and most importantly, how to break free from the stagnation. So why do we feel this way? Because it kind of feels like we've hit a mental brick wall. But feeling stuck is not necessarily a feeling. It's a narrative. If you're constantly thinking that you're stuck, you'll go out and prove it every single day. But I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, so let's go back and actually define what it means to feel stuck as a mom entrepreneur. This could look like not taking any action or waiting for the right moment, feeling like everything needs to fall into place. You have to check off all the boxes. You need to learn more things. You're in this constant state of thinking, but not really taking any action. So this may all seem like it's not really serving you, but in reality it is, because if you're stuck, you're not going to do anything. And if you don't do anything, then you're safe. At least that's what your mind wants you to believe, because if you're actually doing things, you're getting uncomfortable, and then you're going to start to bring in those feelings of failure and embarrassment and rejection, because that's what you think is going to happen if you take action. So to put it bluntly, thinking that you're stuck is actually a cop-out. But I don't want to shame you, because we all do it and it happens automatically. So the most important thing is really understanding why you're feeling stuck. So the best way to do this is really to think about the last time you felt this way. What were you doing? What was happening? Were you looking at your goals? Were you talking to someone? Did you get an email? This could be a really good way to indicate whether there's something that triggers this thought in your mind. And then what kind of emotion is this actually generating in you? Because however you're feeling is how you're going to proceed from there. You're going to either take the wrong action or you're not going to take any action at all. And what you're going to manifest is that you're actually right, that you are stuck. So how do we break this cycle? Well, whatever you focus on grows. So if you're constantly thinking that you're feeling stuck, then that's what you're going to get in the end. So one thing is to start reframing your thoughts around this. Remember when I asked what was going on when you started to think that you're stuck? Well, those things are not going to change, and we don't have to change those. The only thing we can do is to change our interpretation of it. How we perceive things is truly where the power lies. So rather than thinking, I am stuck or I feel stuck, you can start to change that to something that you're actually working on. So for example, let's say you're a mom entrepreneur and you feel stuck in your business. Rather than thinking, I feel stuck in my business, you could say, I'm learning to grow my business. It doesn't seem like a big mind shift, but it really is, because words have power. Like I've said, if you say I feel stuck, then you're actually going to manifest that. You're going to feel stuck. But now if you start to change the words a little bit and actually start to change the belief around it, when you're saying, I am learning, that opens up the doors. That gives you an opportunity to actually find a solution rather than focus on the problem. And this is really a process about learning more about ourselves. What makes us tick? What causes us to feel stuck? What causes us to just give up? And the more we learn about ourselves, the more we can actually find the workarounds if we really want to and truly achieve what we want. So now I want to give you an assignment. So now that you can kind of understand how it is that you can pinpoint what is truly keeping you stuck, I want you to write those moments when it happens. Don't want you to do anything with it. I just want you to kind of have a picture of how often this happens so that you can become aware And this way you can kind of weigh the pros and cons, right? So if you keep doing what you're doing, this is the result you're going to get. But if you start to reframe your mind around it, or if you actually want help with this, because it can be difficult to actually do this on your own, I am always here to help you out. But this is just about acknowledging that we all do this and that we can become aware and kind of bring this up to our conscious mind so we can actually decide if we want to take action or not. So again, if you do need help with this, this is my specialty. So if you're struggling with feeling stuck, if you feel like you can't move forward in your business or in your life or both, I'm the coach for you. So you can reach out to me and we can see how I can help you. Okay, that is all I have for you today, but I really hope this was helpful. I know it was short, but this is something that can actually really be a game changer for you. So I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next week. Hey, if you love listening to the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. On iTunes, go to the show and scroll to the bottom underneath ratings and reviews and click on write a review. Thanks so much for listening and tune in to our next episode.